I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And a mom who is upset that a little boy told her daughter, I love you. Power lines are going crazy this morning at Power 93.5. Is the mom overreacting? Go ahead.
I think that you got to spread the love and you got to encourage that. I mean, yeah, talking about it's fine, but spread the love. Don't teach people to be, hey, don't say I love you, don't give people hugs and all that kind of crap when they're just in preschool.
I'm just trying to protect this little boy because look at all the stuff we see in the news.
Well, if
he's overly emotional and loving, that could be perceived as wrong by certain people. I'm just trying to protect this little kid. I have an almost 4-year-old. I get
this.
It.
This guy is for love. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you being an advocate for love, okay?
Peace and love, my man.
Yeah, there you go.
So now I'm not an advocate for love.
No, I did not say that. But hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
I think that it is totally okay for 4-year-olds to tell each other they love them. Mm-hmm. I have a 4-year-old daughter myself, and she loves everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, love is a great emotion. Why hinder that?
It is. I just think with today's times, people blow things up into something it's not. And I just feel like this little boy, while I do think he should show his affection and love, you know, in general, like at school, this is where they're learning how to be at school. I'm just trying to protect this kid because you don't want him to get in trouble in future instances. And it sucks. It's this way, but it's okay. Just the way the world is
all
these
right.
days.
Thank you, caller. Another one for love. And I want you to know, caller, I love you.
Well, I love you too.
See? Let's all be
awkward.
Happy here.
That was so awkward.
Thank you for calling. She's for the love this morning. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think about all of this?
Okay, well, in my opinion, honestly, they're so young that they're not going to remember it. And, like, the mom, yeah, she kind of, I mean, if it's her kid, maybe she just doesn't want the kids telling each other they love them. But as someone who's worked with, like, little kids and, like, BBS, stuff like that, I honestly don't think it's that big of a deal.
There you go. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you.
She's another advocate for love.
It is. We've got three for love this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.